Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschachade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Of the principal deities that were brought into this world by Vajranab, the grandson of Krishna, this is the third, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath. And Radha Gopinath are the presiding deities of Krishna Prema, or Prayojana Gyan, that knowledge that deals with achieving the fulfillment of acting in one's relationship with Krishna. Prayojana Gyan. You've heard this description before because we visited the Radha Gopinath temple, but it was very brief. And so I'll expand a bit more. The deity of Gopinath, installed by Vajranab over the not just centuries but thousands of years, had become lost to mortal vision. If you remember when we went to Vangshivat, remember Vangshivat? We had kirtan there and lots of monkeys, and that Rasa Leela and painted on the wall around the side, and the very large Vangshivat tree in the middle. So in the course of time, the Jamuna changes course, and it was happening that the Jamuna River was shifting in such a way that the Vangshivat tree was at risk or being covered by water. So a local pundit or Goswami, Padmanabha Goswami, was taking a graft from the Vangshivat tree and placing it in a safe piece of ground. So as he was making arrangements for digging down so that the Vangshivat tree could be grafted, he discovered the Gopinath deity. Now that's a very appropriate place for Gopinath to disappear, at the very place where Krishna was calling the gopis, to the Vangshivat tree. So Padmanabha Goswami worshipped Gopinath for some time. And as you see, Gopinath is quite a large deity. And in course of time, he entrusted the worship to a very dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu named Madhu Pandit. Madhu Pandit is not described very much in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but obviously he was a very important personality. Something that we know about Madhu Pandit is that he was very fond of Tulsi Devi, an ardent worshipper of Gopinath, and an ardent worshipper of Tulsi Devi, just like our prayer to Tulsi Devi is that we pray to Tulsi Devi that she grants us entrance into the confidential pastimes of Radha and Govinda. Over in this corner, behind glass, is a vest of Tulsi beads that Madhu Pandit would wear. Madhu Pandit, in addition, just like here, also at Radha Kund, there's another. I can't even remember exactly where it is. I just remember someone's lifting some cloth because over time wood will deteriorate. So they keep it covered. But instead of wearing an outer garment, he would wear Tulsi beads in the form of a vest. So that he was always in contact with Tulsi, just like we are asked sometimes when we chant japa, why do we use Tulsi? Why not at something else? Because just by tactile contact with Tulsi beads, it's purifying. Sometimes because of profession, or sometimes because of laziness, devotees use those little metal clickers for chanting. I don't know if anybody here is lazy or professionally has reasons why they need to do that, but one sannyasi said, if you're going to do that, at least put Tulsi on the end of the clicker. But if you're Madhu Pandit, you'll wear Tulsi. It's a very devoted worshipper of Gopinath. As was Janava. Janava was, along with Vasudha, was one of the wives of Lord Nityananda. After the departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not too long after, Lord Nityananda also left this world. And when Lord Nityananda left this world, Janava was accepted as the senior-most Vaishnava. Of course, she was a Vaishnavi. But we don't make those distinctions, Vaishnava, Vaishnavi, from the spiritual perspective. That means she was revered as their superior to the six Goswamis. And we've been hearing about the six Goswamis and how super elevated are the six Goswamis. They considered Janava to be super elevated above them. Not only because of age, she's the eternal associate of Lord Nityananda, the consort of Lord Nityananda. She's Revati in the Lord's Leela of Balaram and Krishna. So, Janava had been faithfully serving her husband in Kardaha for her whole life. Her life was serving Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda's mission or his duty was the order of Lord Chaitanya. And what does a devotee want more or other than the order of Lord Chaitanya? He received a direct instruction from Lord Chaitanya. I'm duty-bound by the order of my mother to stay in Puri. But I've come into this world to deliver the holy name all over the countryside, all over the world. So at least in Bengal, you should go there and make the holy name readily accessible to all. So Lord Nityananda took up that service very happily, very transcendentally, on behalf of Lord Chaitanya. And Janava simply served her husband. After Lord Nityananda's departure, she made her first visit to Vrindavan. And when she went to Vrindavan, she visited the six Goswamis, and they paid their respects to her, and she took darshan of their very beautiful deities. And she went to Govardhan Hill, and she did Govardhan Prakrama like we did, or at least she did it better than we did. Very much better than we did. In fact, when she went to Radha Kund, those of you who have been to Radha Kund, you know there's a sitting place, Janava Baitak, where just outside of the Gopinath Mandir, she would sit and chant her japa. She was on such a transcendental platform that when she sat to chant her japa, she informed the devotees, this is the place of Gopinath. And just on her say-so, they established a Radha Gopinath Mandir, right by the side of Radha Kund, right by her sitting place extends out into Radha Kund. She had a vision while chanting japa by Radha Kund. I've never had such a vision. I don't know if anyone here has had such a vision, but Janava had such a vision. She saw Radha and Krishna. She saw Radha and Krishna on a bridge that was going across Radha Kund. She saw the pastimes that they were engaged in, and she shared that. She discussed that with the other devotees. Janava is on another platform of Krishna consciousness, very much respected by the six Goswamis. So, when she came to the Gopinath deity, she saw that there was a Radharani by the side of Gopinath, but the Radha that was by the side of Gopinath was very small. And she thought, too small. We sometimes have thoughts that we don't know where they're coming from. So Janava had such a thought. This Radharani is too small for Krishna. Krishna is much bigger. But she didn't say anything. And that night she had a dream. And in the dream, Radharani appeared and said, what you thought was correct. I'm too small. And if you should make an arrangement for a large deity, large enough for Gopinath. No, Gopinath appeared in a dream and said, you're right. And then Radharani appeared and said, whatever Gopinath wants, that's what I want. Do what he says. So she shared that with the pujari. And the pujari said, I had the same dream last night. And so this is a service that Gopinath is giving for you. So Janava was transcendentally happy. She went back to her place of residence in Kardaha. There she engaged one very, very expert murti maker in making a deity of Radharani. And the deity of Radharani in detail, the exact position of the hands, the tilt of her head, the expression on her face, all the details were specifically indicated by Janava. This is all described in Bhakti Ratnakar in detail. One day we'll have this book in a nice translation by the BBT, because the group of devotees in Govardhan are working on it as one of their projects. There's some so-so translations available, but they want to make a very, very quality translation. So, the deity was completed. Janava gathered together gifts for all the deities, garments for the deities, cloth for the deities, ornaments for the deities, jewels to be used to decorate the deities, all the deities in Vrindavan. And there was a big festival of Janava arranging for the deity of Radharani to be put on a boat on the Ganga, to go up the Ganga and Prayag and to the Jamuna River and down the Jamuna to Vrindavan. She offered her prayers. My dear Lord Gopinath, please make your beloved Radharani's journey safe so she can reach your side safely. And off Radharani went by boat, and there were some stops along the way, and as the boat stopped at Katwa and at Navadweep, big festival for days celebrating, Radharani is going to join Gopinath. Elaborate description in Bhakti Ratnakar. Finally, Radharani reached Vrindavan. Big festival. Radharani has come to Vrindavan. And Radharani was placed by the side of Gopinath. So meanwhile, Janava is still in Kardaha. So she made her one final visit to Vrindavan. And when she visited Vrindavan, she visited all the deities in Vrindavan, again bearing gifts, cooking for the deities, just like a mother giving gifts for her children and cooking for her children, and she's just this transcendental mother, Janava Ma. And when she came to the Gopinath deity, when she entered into the temple room, she never came back out. It is said that Janava entered into the deity of Ananga Manjari by the side of Gopinath. One side is Radha, the other side is Ananga Manjari. Because Ananga Manjari is the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. And this position of Janava is like that, like serving in that female mood, serving Srimati Radharani. So this is a very old temple. The original deity of Gopinath, along with many of the other deities of the Goswamis in Vrindavan, were brought here to Jaipur. And the Shringar is very nice. The deities have nice garment, nice garlands, nice attire. Gopinath is sporting a nice watch. Check it out. He has many ornaments on his left arm, and one of them is a nice big watch. Sometimes he has several watches. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ji Ki Jai.